Chukchi's language interpreter, Filio Suduman, says there are English terms that can be easily adapted to Chukchi's, like COVID-19 or coronavirus. But other terms, such as isolation, quarantine, sanitize, require creativity and interpretation because the Chukchi's language has no equivalent.
Wearing a mask. If you said wear a mask in Chukchi, it means sunglasses, eye glasses, goggles. So you have to say wear a mask that covers your nose and your mouth. I usually said, mask that covers the mouth and the nose.
He began interpreting in elementary school for his Chukchi-speaking parents after the family moved to English-speaking Hawaii. He's now part of a limited pool of Chukchi speakers in Hawaii with formal training in medical interpretation, a crucial yet underutilized service.
The number one problem that I see in many places, when people come in, hi, what's your name? My name is so-and-so. Oh, how are you? I'm good. Oh, he speaks English. English is his first language. He does not need interpreter. No, those people need an interpreter.
The need for medical interpreters in Pacific Islander languages like Chukchi's has grown over the past 10 years, says Barbara Tom, a retired public health nurse with the State Health Department.
We all saw way back that this community needed language access, way back.
In 2009, Tom partnered with Suzanne Zeng, then a professor at the UH Center for Interpretation and Translation Studies, to recruit Pacific Islander speakers to train in medical interpretation.
What developed over the last 10 years was a national certification of medical interpreters. However, there's nothing in the Micronesian languages. So what happened is that with Barbara Tom's help, we developed a medical certification exam for Chukchi's and Marshallese.
They trained more than a dozen medical interpreters before funding ran out a year and a half ago. But COVID-19 may have renewed Hawaii's interest in training Pacific language interpreters. As for Uruman, whose community has been disproportionately hit by the pandemic, ensuring language access is really safeguarding public health.
And I want to say this. It's not okay, it's not safe to assume that someone speaks English.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.